640 WGST, Atlanta's Compelling Talk.
Welcome back. And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Health Tech Talk, broadcasting from iHeartRadio Studios, 640 WGST, and streaming worldwide on the iHeartRadio Network. I'm Ben Choder, and I'm really excited about my next guest. Not only is he an incredible entrepreneur, he's been in the healthcare space for over 30 years. He's a good and dear friend. His name is Mike McCauley. He's the president and co-founder of Frictionless Solutions. His call to action is be skeptical, excited, be skeptical and excited about new technologies. All right, so think about this. His company, Frictionless Solutions, was founded by experienced healthcare marketing industry executives who strongly believe that pharmaceutical and related healthcare clients, especially small to mid-sized companies, are not being served well by agencies. All right, so Mike's company is there to help companies, pharmaceutical companies, healthcare companies, get their message out from soup to nuts, whether it's trying to reach doctors, whether it's trying to reach patients, whether it's trying to educate. We're going to go over a bunch of things, but Mike, welcome to the show, and how are you today?
I'm great, Ben. Thanks for having me. It's always nice chatting with you and always interesting.
All right. So the first thing I want to ask, I know you work for a pharmaceutical company and then you work with major, you know, healthcare agencies. What made you start your own company? And you've been super successful with the start of this. But what made you venture out on your own?
Well, what we all wanted to do, and the whole organization, there's a lot of experience. We've got over 50 years of healthcare marketing experience on both sides of the equation. And we just felt like there are so many clients that were being serviced by agencies that were more project-oriented and were more about the bottom line and not long-term partnerships. And a lot of them were just bringing in, you know, tried-and-true solutions and things that have been out for 10 or 20 years. And then when it came to technology, they were either trying to sell something that they'd built inside and make it work, or they didn't know how to deploy technology. We saw a need for a more of a niche player that was worried about being the best rather than the biggest, and also was willing to integrate and configure and take existing technology and make it work better for our clients. And so we went out there and with the experience we have from all, you know, tens of thousands of events on behalf of our clients, we're just trying to be a little different and be more of that long-term partner for our clients.
So you're like white glove service and a concierge, right? You bring all the elements together, but yet you offer all the services, making sure the right teams are in place, making sure everything's done right from the beginning, from pre-planning through event, and then post-planning. Am I kind of on the right path?
You're on the right thing. What I say to my clients, and they kind of laugh that they get it, is I become that one neck to choke. And because there's so many different ways to approach, and there's no cookie-cutter solutions, we look at more and more, we've got to collaborate with multiple third-party vendors. We got to collaborate with internal stakeholders. We got to make sure that we're working in the best interest of the HCPs or the patients and those educations. And we got to be a true partner in helping to improve patient outcomes, because that's really what's going on in the healthcare space, is you've got a more educated and you've got a more active patient base that wants to be part of the solutions. And so we work with our clients to help them do that.
So I know you do all traditional programs, and to my audience, I mean, it could be a brick and mortar event, it could be a program on site, it could be materials, but everyone's talking technology, right? I got to do technology. You know, I feel I'm a streaming media guy, a digital media guy by heart, a digital health guy. You know, I've started companies in this space, but I really like your philosophy. You're not a technology for technology's sake. And can you expand upon that? What do you mean by, you know, technology should be an augmented strategy? It's a saying that you say all the time, but what do you mean by it?
Right. If there was a silver bullet out there, then everybody would be using that silver bullet. But if you remember, you know, 12 years ago, we did a webcast, one of the first webcasts in the pharmaceutical space, where we were taking somebody into the bricks and mortar. We were basically, rather than having that speaker live in front of an audience, we were using webcasting technology. It was just in its infancy. And everybody said, oh, this is going to revolutionize everything. Well, no, it's just another tool in the armamentarium. And what we look at is, how are there some proven technologies out there that are being adopted maybe in other industries that can now be leveraged better for the clients in the healthcare industry, and sometimes that means you take an off-the-shelf solution and do some configurations and integrations, which we're very good at. You give them all those different tools so they can decide the best way to do it. A great example is, you know, you've got some of these top thought leaders that need to educate in rural settings, and they can't always get there. So sometimes you want to leverage a webcast, or, you know, we've leveraged satellite broadcasts. We've leveraged, you know, in the old days it was audio conferences, and none of those have gone away. It's just that you add more ideas onto that so that you have as many channels as possible to communicate with your stakeholders.
And that's the key. At least that's what I get as the key. There is still time to press the flesh, right? Face-to-face still works. But the goal is to be able to reach your audience wherever they are, however they want to be reached.
Well, yeah, and we talk to clients every day at Frictionless, and we kind of say to them, tell us what's working well for you. Tell us where your challenges are. Tell us where you want to augment that live pressing the flesh, because there's nothing like that. There's nothing, you know, it's no different than when you're out with your friends and somebody tells you what a great restaurant they are. If they're telling you that face-to-face, you can look in their eyes and you can get the emotion of what they feel about that. And there's virtual ways you can get to that as well. And so we always kind of look at the overarching picture of what they're doing, what's going well, and then maybe where there's some gaps and some needs, and maybe where you want to leverage some of this technology that's going to allow you to be broader in your approach and be able to penetrate areas that potentially you can't get people to live.
Mike, how do people get in touch with your organization?
The best way to get a hold of us is they can contact me at 847-233-1061. They can email me, Mike@frictionlesssolutions. Yeah, there's three S's in a row there. And we'll be launching our website here in the next month where they can go on and see what we got, some of the exciting things that we're working on.
Okay, Mike, I'd be remiss if I don't talk about something that's really dear to my heart. You and I have had a lot of conversations, and we've worked on a lot of projects together. How do clients need to leverage video? They should not be scared of video, right? Video is here. So tell me, first, why should clients be using video? And two, tell me how you've actually grown, and you're probably the leader in OTT. And just for my audience to know, that's over-the-top broadcasting, and how close to 30 million Americans get their content every single day on their TVs. So first, Mike, why is video important, and why shouldn't your clients be scared of it?
Well, okay, so first off, the statistics are just overwhelming. First off, by 2018, video is going to account for 79% of all internet traffic. The reason part of that is because the research shows that our brains process imagery about 60,000 times faster than text, and that we actually retain visual information over six times greater than text. What's happening now is you're seeing across industries over 80% are now embracing video marketing, and they report, 70% of those report that video yields better conversion rates, and that 50% of the site videos are generating the best ROI. So it works. Video works, and more and more marketing companies, more and more marketers are looking at that and saying, we've got to invest in the video. And they're doing that with YouTubes, and they're doing that with Facebooks, and they're doing that with their corporate websites. The OTT is really exciting because we've done hundreds of satellite broadcasts, but they're very expensive, and when you're done with them, you've got one satellite under your belt, and there's nothing else, and they're proven to work. When you use the OTT, which is now used by 23 million consumers and is really leading the forefront of this whole cord cutter, nobody's really leveraging it for that business-to-business and business-to-consumer as well as it could be. And we're very excited about that. And when I sit with clients and talk to them about it, their heads just start swimming on all the things you can do. Because once you set your dedicated branded channel up that's going to be accessible on any OTT device, you now have that available 24/7, 365 for on-demand content that you can repurpose you may have already had. Plus, you can do live broadcasts whenever you want, and you don't have to buy satellite time. You don't have to invest in satellite trucks, and I don't see a need anymore for what we used to do hundreds of times over and over again, a satellite broadcast. We can now do an OTT, and you're basically taking nothing more than a hockey puck into venues, and you're creating that live event in a much more streamlined and efficient manner. Plus, you have something to show for it afterwards.
So, Mike, do you see the day coming where every pharmaceutical company, every one biotech company, will have their own TV channel? Will there one day be a Novartis TV and a Merck TV and a Bio TV that could be open, public, private, closed? Do you see this happening?
Well, here's the question is, 10 years ago, would you have told me that every corporation would have a Facebook page or a YouTube channel? And the question is, no, that's just for watching, you know, this.
Yeah.
I think we're on the forefront of that, and I can't see why you wouldn't do it. Now, it's not there to replace what you're already doing. It's, once again, we keep talking about that augmentation strategy. It's for when you want to have an enhanced viewing experience, especially in a group setting. And if you think about all the high science that goes on with pharmaceuticals and medical devices, where you need mechanism of actions and surgical procedures and very detailed precision viewing, why are we trying to do that on a 5-inch screen, a smartphone, and on an iPad, but we're not augmenting that on an 80-inch high-definition monitor that is as easy to view as it is on your smartphone? So I think we're on the leading edge of this, to be honest with you.
You're on the bleeding edge, and you rock. Everyone should check out Frictionless Solutions. Mike and his team, Mike, Patty, Jay, Casey, Pat, they are all amazing, and they really care about their clients, and they're leading the way in this space. Mike, thank you for being on the show. I'm Ben Schroeder. I need to take a break. We'll be back